In England, a community of 5,000 to 6,000 people is actually considered a pretty decent-sized village. An Agatha Christie kind of place, you know, village square, church with ancient graveyard, local butcher shop, a grocery store. Given that demographic, we have an area here that could be considered our village. But this collection of 5,500 souls has none of those amenities. Still, they're a feisty lot, these villagers of Lower Nine. Their roots are deep, their neighborhood historic. They may only be 25% of their pre-Katrina population, but they're not leaving. And some members of the younger generation who did leave have returned to help build back an area that has always been home.
The Lower Ninth Ward is not only a place where I was born and, you know, where I grew up, it's also a place where my mother still lives. A lot of my, you know, my neighbors, people that I remember growing up with. The Lower Ninth Ward is a place with a really high home ownership rate, so a lot of people have been there for generations and generations.
That's Jenga Mwendo, a product of Lower Nine Public Schools with a bachelor's degree from New York School of Visual Arts, who was living in the Big Apple, trying to decide what to do with her life. Then, 1 month after she had purchased a piece of investment property in Lower Nine, Katrina happened and made up her mind for her. So in 2007, she came home to a community left pretty much to recover alone, a village without even a grocery store, and she started to organize.
So what we're doing about it is starting with a grocery store or some kind of business that will provide food access in a neighborhood. The distance between the Lower Ninth Ward and the closest supermarket is about double the city average neighborhood to supermarket distance. And according to the USDA, a community of 500 or more people needs to be at least a mile away from a grocery store. For us, it's 3.5 miles.
Yet it's been difficult to encourage a grocery store to open, which means that all the neighborhood money is flowing out of Orleans Parish. But not to worry, these villagers are not giving up. In fact, they have several ideas.
And we're looking at different creative solutions. One is a grocery store. We also could look at a food co-op. We could look at a school-based grocery store. We could look at healthy corner stores. We could look at a mobile grocery store. There's a lot of different options and, you know, different solutions that could happen to solve this problem of food access.
So on Saturday, October 20th, the Lower Nine Food Access Coalition has decided to demonstrate their need as only New Orleanians can, with a festival. In celebration of National Food Day, they're going to create a pop-up grocery store.
So a pop-up grocery store is a grocery store that's going to be set up in the parking lot of All Souls Church. It's going to be outdoors. We're going to have a couple of aisles of fully stocked produce. We're going to have dry goods, you know, the things that you would normally see at a grocery store. And, you know, for the first time in a very, very long time, since even before Katrina, Lower Ninth Ward residents will have an opportunity to do something that they have not been able to do, which is to make groceries in the Lower Nine. So you're going to enter into the parking lot. We're going to barricade off the, obviously we don't have walls, so we have to create barricades. We're going to barricade the grocery store area so that you'll know, you know, where the entrance is. You'll walk through the entrance. You'll be able to pick up a basket and you'll be able to pick the items that you want to have. As you walk through the aisles, we'll have volunteers there to kind of guide people and help them and really create a grocery store experience. We're going to have signs on the aisles, and they're going to go to the cashier, and the cashier is going to put all of their stuff in a bag, and we're going to ask for a suggested donation, and then they're going to go off with their groceries.
So for more information on what's happening when, check out Grocery Store for a Day on WWNO.org or NOLAVIE, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.